Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Tuesday, December 13th, 2011. This is audiobook number 129. Hey, I'm walking the puppy. It's very cold out. And just wanted to get a little bit of commentary on today's market in that, you know, we started off pretty good today. The market was up. And, you know, looks like we were off to the races, kind of reversing what happened yesterday. But around midday, the folks were disappointed for a couple of reasons. First of all, Europe. And that's always the first of all, right? But it was Europe. And the fact that, well, it's kind of status quo over there as far as they really can't settle on anything. They're always wanting to go back and talk to their people. And every time we have a plan, it turns out to be kind of reversed. Or at least put on hold. And I think it's the same problems that we're seeing here in the United States, and that is people don't want to see their entitlements cut, right? They want somebody else to pay for them, the rich, right? But you can't just keep taxing the rich people because, well, then the job unemployment goes up and you need more benefits to cover those who are unemployed. So you can't just keep taxing at some point. You can't do that anymore. And I think, you know, a lot of the countries in Europe and maybe even the United States are at a point to where we've promised more than we can deliver. So there has to be some productivity to generate cash and to generate taxes. So anyways, and, you know, even in California where, you know, it's unpopular to raise taxes against the rich and they can't do it because the, you know, the legislature split between Democrats and Republicans. I mean, pretty much all Democrats in California, but there's just a few Republicans enough to hold up any tax increases. And California is already the highest, or one of the highest tax states in the country. And we're seeing companies leave California. Another one just announced yesterday they were moving to Texas. It's the largest publicly traded company in Sacramento, and that's Waste Connections. They're moving to Texas, so taking 130 jobs with them. Anyway, so we're kind of at the point to where, at least in California here, that since they can't agree on anything, they're going to have some automatic cuts happen, unless they can agree on something, and that is going to hit schools and firefighters and police and nurses and teachers and basically a lot of state workers, government workers. So, and people won't like it. I mean, it could be like Europe where we see folks, you know, take to the streets, and we're already seeing that with Occupy movements, I guess, but nobody wants their benefits cut. They want the taxes to go on the rich. So it's not just happening in Europe, it's happening here too, but that's one of the reasons we see what we're seeing in Europe as far as the market scared that you know, the dominoes are falling and eventually maybe the domino here will fall. And then the second thing is that the Fed came out today and said, hey, you know, the U.S. has kind of slow economic growth and there's still some risks in Europe. So, but there's no new stimulus added here. In other words, they weren't just going to keep propping the economy up or didn't see a need to at this point, just to continue with their current policy for now. And, of course, they're always ready to help out if needed. But anyways, that caused the market to reverse. So still a very skittish market. I was talking to a friend today who's an Elliott waiver of sorts, and he believes that this was a wave C. So he thinks we're kind of setting up for the Christmas rally. And I didn't have anything in my black box. Still the same, still on the buy signal. Could be wrong, of course, but for now, I'm long and strong, maintaining the status quo. Anything else out there? Steroid use in baseball. That hit the MVP, Braun, right? And just shows you, man, you got to do it the right way. You can't just cheat your way up, and you're going to get caught. It's not worth it, man. All the records are fake when it's done by folks who aren't playing by the rules. Let's see what else is going on out there. Basketball starting up. How about those Lakers trades that didn't happen? The Chris Paul trade, which I thought was crazy. Of course, I'm a Laker fan. I'm not sure that trade would have helped the Lakers that much. Certainly wouldn't have hurt. They're kind of a team that's kind of on the, I won't say decline, but right about there, right? They got an aging superstar, and really they're kind of missing the third piece. They have you know, Kobe and Pau Gasol, but they didn't have that other thing. I think you need a big guy, a small guy, and then a bunch of other guys that can chip in, and really having a really strong third guy helps. And maybe that's what they're trying to do. And maybe by trading Odom, they're trying to get to Dwight Howard, although we'll see what happens. But anyways, the NBA stepping in and killing that trade was, it didn't seem right. I mean, obviously the Lakers are trying to clear some clear cap space, and but the Lakers gave up, were willing to give up a lot. I mean, they were going to give up Gasol too, so that would have left them at a hole at center, and that's not an easy one to get either. So it's really hard to build a strong team in the NBA. I mean, the Celtics did it, Miami did it, and the Lakers did it when they got Kobe, when they got Gasol, and heck, when they got Gasol for Kwame Brown, I mean, that was a killer deal, right? That was just unbelievable. Anyways, hey, it is Tuesday. Work's crazy. I was in L.A. over the weekend, and I came back, and whenever I miss a day, it feels like I missed a lot. I missed this meeting and that meeting, and all these decisions are made, and suddenly I'm out of the loop. It's not right when you feel guilty for taking a day off, right? But L.A.'s great. I miss L.A. Spent a lot of my life there, and I go down there, I get a little bit of nostalgia and, memories and all that kind of thing about certain places and stuff that comes to mind when you're down there. And it really is a great place to live. Man, but it is so flippin' crowded down there. Everything's paved, and that's not fun either. But as long as you're kind of in the area you need to be and aren't driving during rush hour, it's pretty cool. And the beach is great, man. I do miss that. Anyways, hey, I hope you're having a great one.
And today's music from Podsafe Music at musicalley.com is Zoom by Bill Grease. See ya.
You're far away, out of my range, and I'm stuck where I'm standing, and I miss your face, and the show and your smile just keeps me grounded. I wish I could zoom, zoom, zoom. I wanna see the things you do. Bring them all into view. I wanna zoom, zoom in. Zoom, zoom, zoom. I wanna get a good look at you. See your whole world through some kind of zoom, zoom lens. You still believe, have faith that we'll wind our way. About the times we had, used the vision of my mind's eye as I zoom, zoom, zoom. I wanna see the things you do. Bring them all into view. I wanna zoom, zoom in. Zoom, zoom, zoom. I wanna get a good look at you. See your whole world through some kind of zoom, zoom. This thing. Zoom, zoom, zoom. I wanna see.